Today we want to talk about Eretz Yisrael. Today is celebration of the 67th anniversary of the state, the birth of the state of Israel, Eretz Yisrael. It's really the Hebrew anniversary is tomorrow on a Hay Iyar, but because tomorrow is Erev Shabbos Kodesh and a Meili to Chil Shabbos, so commemoration is done today. It's interesting that this year is Shemitah. Shemitah, a year of Shemitah, there is an enhanced Kedusha to the land. Since Eretz Yisrael has been under the control of Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, there have been exactly 9 Shemitahs. This is the 9th. It's interesting, for 2,000 years, Eretz Yisrael was not under the authority of Acheinu B'nei Yisrael. And since it has been under the Shlita of Klal Yisrael, we have gone through 9 Shemitah cycles. And it's interesting, what's going to be in 7 years from now? 10 is a magic number in Klal Yisrael, 10 Shemitah cycles. So who knows, maybe by next Shemitah cycle, Halavai, Mashiach will be here. And I mentioned to you not long ago, the Rabbi Zilberstein, he said he heard that there was a Messiah from the Chofetz Chaim, that after the Holocaust, 10 Shemitahs after the Holocaust, Mashiach will come. They say either from Elchanan Wasserman or the Chofetz Chaim. Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, everyone knows, he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he said this publicly, he heard this, and he was asking the audience, the public, anyone can validate that this is true, this tradition from the Chofetz Chaim and Elchanan Wasserman, that after the Holocaust, after 10 Shemitahs, Mashiach will arrive. What does that mean exactly? So you want to say the Holocaust this year was 70 years since the liberation of Auschwitz, 70 years since pretty much the end of the Holocaust. It's now been exactly 10 years. Mashiach is not here. But perhaps what it really means is 10 years of 10 Shemitahs. 10 years, 10 cycles of Shemitah. And 10 cycles of Shemitah. When do you want to define the beginning of those 10 cycles of Shemitah? But if you want to take into consideration the fact that Eretz Yisrael was given over to the Rishus of Klal Yisrael in 1948, and now we're dealing over here 67 years later, we've gone through 9 cycles. It's very interesting that in one more cycle we will come to 10 cycles of Shemitah when we have Shlita of Eretz Yisrael, and each Shemitah obviously enhances the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Now, what I primarily want to discuss with you today, what? Why is it ironic?
The camp who was not necessarily in favor of the establishment.
Okay, we're not going there.
From the establishment of the state.
What?
Counting the 10 cycles from when the state was founded.
Yes. Okay, we're not going there. We're not going into where. What I primarily want to discuss today is a beautiful mimer I came across from Rabbi Harav. You all know Mordechai Breuer. Does everyone here know who Mordechai Breuer is? Rabbi Mordechai Breuer was a goyin shebegoyin, a very, very big Talmud Chacham, and tremendous Bucky Muflagin Tanakh. He was known for his ideas in Tanakh. He has here a fascinating, I call it a mimer on Eretz Yisrael. Beautiful derech, a mahalich, in understanding the Kedusha, the mahalich, Maisa Avos, and then he actually goes on to say Maisa Avos similar bonim to some degree, and he explains. You can really see what he's saying is very true in our times. Now let me just give you the Roshe Parakim of his idea, and it's food for thought, and there's obviously a lot more that has to be understood in his idea. Now first, here's his Yesod. His Yesod is, he has a very, 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 very powerful question, which I personally would never think of this question in a million years. At the end of Parshas Noach, Hashem says to we find Terach. Terach, b'tchila oivdei avoyde zor hoyavoseinu. starts with Terach. Terach was an evident of the Zarv. He tried to bring Avraham, to Avraham should continue his ways. And then at the end of Parshas Noach, it says, Vayikach Avraham v'noch v'lohem noshim, they got married, fine. Vayikach Terach es Avraham b'no, v'yes Lot ben Haran, he takes Terach, his son, he takes Lot, his nephew, v'yes Lot, sorry, his grandson, v'yes Lot ben Haran, right, it's the nephew of Avraham, the grandson, v'yes Lot ben Haran ben b'no, grandson. And he also takes his daughter-in-law, Sarai, v'yes Sarai kalosu, esh Avraham b'no, and they say, you know what, we're leaving. We don't get along with the people. Don't tell us exactly what happened. Maybe there was a fight or falling out with Nimrod or the Kivshan or Esh. And Terach, who we assume to be an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, he picks up, Vayetzu ita me'ur kastim, loleches aretzo kinah. We're going to go to Eretz Kanan. Eretz Kanan is Eretz Yisrael. We're leaving Bavel, and we're going to Kanan. And where do they go? Vayavohu ad Choron. They never made it. Is Choron part of Eretz Yisrael? I don't think so. It's not part of Eretz Yisrael. They never made it. They go to Choron. Vayeshvu shama. He never made it. That's what it says. He said, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. We're making Aliyah. He was the first person on the line for Nefesh B'Nefesh. The first person to apply for citizenship. He was the first person to apply for citizenship. The first immigrant. I mean, he applied. He never made it. So it says, Vayavo ad Haran, Vayeshu Sham. What? He goes to Haran, Vayeshu Sham, and then it says he dies. Vayu yimei serach chomei shonim umasayim shona vayomas terach b'Haran. He never made it. Question. Av Breuer's question. What's he going to Eretz Kisra? Was he a Zionist? My inyan. Avraham, we know. Hashem says to Avraham, lech lecha. That's the beginning of the next parasha. The next parasha is, Vayom Hashem Avraham, lech lecha, mei aritzecha, mei moladecha, mei savicha, el aritz asher areka. Hashem says to Avraham, go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm going to show you the land. I'm going to promise you the kedusha sa'aretz. But what is Terach? What is Terach going to Eretz Yisrael?
To be with his son.
What?
To be with your son.
The son
didn't go.
So you want to say in there ayin part in the Torah, there are interpretations that Avraham already was there, and there's ayin muktam ma'uchar, ayin achanami, there ayin part in the Torah, but al derech pshat is not working with those Rishonim. You have to look in the Rishonim what they say, but what is going on? So it's a big mystery. He doesn't really give an answer, but he pretty much basically says, and part of his theme which is going to develop is, Terach wanted. Also, there's a natural yearning for a person to have a country, to have a mokum in this world. Terach did not do well in Ur Kasdim with Nimrod. There was a falling out. There was a falling out between the two, and he decided
because of Avram.
Avram got in the middle. There was a big problem. So Terach, you know what? Let's make for ourselves our own mokum. We're going to make for ourselves our own, build our own Medina, our own country. Exactly. We're going, and Terach's desire of nationhood has nothing to do with anything religious. We don't find anywhere that Hashem is coming to Terach and telling him, this is what I want you to do. I want you to go and have an Eretz HaKedosha, a holy land. I just want, he on his own, I want to have a land. So Rav Breuer suggests, this is a very tremendous chiddush, but when you see the big picture, you definitely see there is something to this. So we're going to go through the big picture in a moment. He basically says that when Avraham Avinu originally went to Eretz Yisrael, he's also going, he's a child, he's a product of his father. He's also going, originally with his father, we're going to go and establish a state. We're going to have a Medina. Nothing to do with Avraham Avinu was religious. Avraham Ha'ivri, he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was the Rosh HaMaminim. But at this point in time in the world, Eretz Yisrael was not designated as the Eretz HaKadosh. It wasn't yet revealed. But we can't remain here. We can't remain over here with Nimrod in the land of atheists, in the land of pagans. We can't remain. We got to get out of here. We got to go and make Allah. So we'll go to Eretz Canaan. So Terach goes, but then Terach dies. And when Terach dies, Avraham, we're going to see the big picture, continues the mission. But then when Hashem appears to Avram, Hashem says to Avram, Avram, I'm making, you're making a big mistake. You're going to Eretz Yisrael, but I want you to be aware. You're going there not just because... Don't just go to Eretz Yisrael because of Terach, wanted to form a nation. I want you to build upon that. I want you to go and establish it as a makom of Kedusha. Lech lecha me'artzecha u'mimolatcha me'besedicha la'oretz asher arecha, that I'm going to show you. And there v'yeschel l'goygol v'avarechecha v'agad l'v'shmech v'yabirocha v'chulu v'chulu. Okay. So the pasuk then says, pasuk dalet. Vayelech Avram kasher diber elof Hashem. So now is the very big difference. Now when Avraham goes, he's not just going only because he's going to fulfill the mission of his father Terach. He's going for a different reason. My father also wanted to go to Eretz Canaan. But I'm not going because my father wanted to go to Canaan. I'm going because Hashem told me to go to Canaan. But yet, Rav Breuer says you can't take away from the fact that every footstep he took also had with it, at least b'mitzios, the footsteps of Terach. Because Terach also, this was his mission. But the pasuk says, Kasher Diber Elov Hashem. And here it says, who went with him? We got a new problem now. Vayelech Ito Lot. Why is Lot going?
The Zayda Gavol.
Oh, Lot is going because of the Zayda. Lot is not going because of, so Lot really is the carryover of Terach. Terach also wanted to go to Eretz, also wanted to go to Eretz Canaan, but not for religious reasons. And Avram is now going to Eretz Canaan because Hashem told him to go to Eretz Canaan. And who's coming along with Avram now? Lot. What are you doing here, Lot? I'm going because... because Luchar, because the Zayin, because not because of Avram, and it tells Avram. Fine. Then it's so Avram goes. He takes Sarah Ishtoi, v'yeslo benochi, v'yesrichushim, v'yesasharochosh, v'yesanefesh, v'yosu luchoran, v'yeitzu lachas aritzakanam, v'yivu aritzakanam. They go. Okay, they arrive. Now here's the difference. Here it says v'yovo. They actually arrive at this point in time. Avram Avinu, we're building up to something. Avram Avinu accomplished more than his father. Terach, he went. Terach, it says, Terach fulfilled Vayetsu. They went, but he never arrived. Avram Avinu with Lot arrived. He arrived, Vayovohu, he came, Arzo Canaan. Now, there's one more Madrega, and that's the Madrega of Vayeshev Sham, is to settle in the land. So the pasuk goes on. Vayavam Moritz ad mukam Shechem. Avram comes to Shechem. Ad Elon Moriah. This is where he arrives. Vaknani goes Moritz. Okay. Then v'chulu. We find Avram Avinu has a falling out with Lot, and the way we find the Torah describes the falling out is a few pesukim later. V'gam l'loit ha'holeches Avram ha'yotzayin uvokar v'oyalim v'loit nosoh oysam oretz lo sheves yachtov. The third term. They could not dwell in the land together. Why couldn't they dwell in the land together? Obviously because they had a different agenda. Lot traveled to Eretz Canaan because of his father Terach. Avram traveled to Eretz Canaan because kasher diber elov Hashem, because Hashem told him to go. Lo sheves yachtov. Let's just go a little bit further. So what happened at the end? Vayisa Lot es einav, and Lot decided, you know where I'm going to live? I'm going to live the Lot Yoshav, the Ori HaKikar. Lot was Yoshav, he lived in the Ori HaKikar. That's where Avram Yoshav, the Eretz Canaan. We're in the Eretz Canaan. We're exactly in Eretz Canaan, so we go all the way to the end of the parasha. He went to Chevron. Let me find the place. Where is the pasuk?
18.
The place. Vayehal Avram vayavo vayeshev be'ilonei mamre asher b'chevron vayivein sham mizbech l'Hashem. To make a long picture short, is there are three different expressions used to describe Eretz Yisrael. Vayetsu is to leave Bavel, to leave the world and to come to Eretz Yisrael. There is the second term is the arrival, Vayavou is to arrive. And then there is the third term of Vayeshev of Yeshiva Saretz. These are the three critical components of Eretz Yisrael. Leaving to go to Eretz Yisrael, arriving in Eretz Yisrael, and settling in Eretz Yisrael. We have three people upon whom these three different stages is built around. They are Terach, Lot, and Avram. It's a process. Terach started the process to go to Eretz Yisrael. His kavana, we have no makor to say that his kavana was for religious purposes. His kavana was to establish a state, a medina. But he started the process. The process was Vayetsu, they went to travel to Eretz Canaan. Terach started the process, he was unsuccessful. The next two who went and continued the process was Lot, the grandson, and Avram. They succeeded in Vayavo. They went to the next, and at this stage already, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already revealed himself to Avram and said to him, it's a good thing that you're trying to do to go and establish a medina, but you got to get the right perspective. The perspective is, it has to be Altaris HaKadosh. And here when they arrive is where we have the second stage of Birur, of selection, of clarification. Lot, he also succeeded in arriving. He succeeded in accomplishing the dream of Terach, but his kavanah was not l'shem shamayim, and therefore vayiparid v'lo yochlu, he would never be able to achieve the final third madrega of yeshiva baretz. He went and chose to settle in Sodom v'Amora. The Anshei, the people of Sodom v'Amora, were extremely wicked and were ultimately obliterated. The only one that was able to continue the third step of the process, the third step of what's called Birur, of selection, of purification, is Avram, who finally arrives at the third location of Hebron. This is the third location. So there are three stages, Vayetsu, Vayavohu, Vayeshu. There are three people. Terach, he was the beginning. Then we have in the middle Lot and Avram. Avram and Lot separated themselves from Terach with Lot was also a shtickle religious. Because Vayelech ito Lot. Lot attached himself to some degree to Avram. Lot and Avram originally started out as being servants of their father and grandfather. They started out with the plan of Terach. Now it came a point in time where there was more focus. Hashem told Avram, readjust, recalibrate your kavana in coming into Eretz Yisrael. Lot, to some degree, latched on. You can't say not. Vayelech ito Lot. But Lot was not able to go all the way. When they finally came to the third step of yeshiva, Lot had to say, this is not for me. I can't focus and concentrate and calibrate my hashkafa to the full madrega of Kadosh Baruch Hu. I have to go to stone. The only one that was able to go all the way to accomplish Vayeshev is Avram. Avram was the one. Vayeshev, he reached the level of Hebron. That's a beautiful idea in and of itself. But let me go a little bit further.
Fits in with I think it's the Malbim. He says it in Bolok, but it fits in the same thing. Vayelech ito Lot. There's a difference between the word emo and ito.
Yes, sir.
Emo means you're of the same
kavana.
Not only you're going, but you're on lockstep with the person mentally. Ito is you happen to be walking in the street. You're walking with somebody, but you're not with him.
You can't.
You're just going.
And that's
Vayelech ito Lot. He went along for the ride.
But he couldn't make it to the end. He couldn't make it to Vayeshev. Now, taking this a little bit further, and here he does, there is this also opens up for us. When we talk about Eretz Yisrael, this is a very powerful idea. There are three Nikoimais, and you talk about Eretz Yisrael, the Orei Eretz Yisrael. I have Svarim that go through every single, tells you the history of every single city, tells you about the Kedusha of Hebron, the Kedusha of Ai and Yerichai and Eilat. You know, you can go through every single Gaza, Bezmanazetz, Chutz Liaretz. By the time of the Avos, it was part of Eretz Yisrael. No? All the way down to Mitzrayim.
Through Eilat.
Okay, fine, whatever. Yeah. Whatever it is, but you can go through every single area, every single area in Eretz Yisrael. But there are three According to Rav Breuer, there are three mekaymos that are like the others. There are three mekaymos in Eretz Yisrael, which, now I'm just giving Rosh HaProkim, this is something which has to be developed much, much more. There are three mekaymos in Eretz Yisrael which are the others of Eretz Yisrael. Number one is Shechem. Shechem is them, because Shechem is the mokoim where Avraham and Lot arrive to fulfill the mission, the first step of Terach. This is where Terach gets off. Terach was Vayetzel Eretz Canaan. I'm going to go. Terach never made it to step one. Step one is they arrived in Shechem. And in Shechem, Avraham Avinu, he builds a Mizbeach. And he builds a Mizbeach, Hashem says, here is the Mokim where Hashem says, I'm giving you the whole Eretz Yisrael. L'cha etnenu ulezarecha, you're getting the whole Eretz Yisrael. And Lot's on board. Lot's on board with him at this point in time. But when they come to Beisel, when they come to Beisel, Beisel's already where Lot begins to go off. That's already the second step of the bearer. Lot already is making the decision that, you know what? It's not for me. To go to the next Madrega, Beisel is the new Mokma. Avraham Avinu builds another Mizbech in Beisel. Let me read the words. Let's read the words. Lot goes with him. Vayavar Avraham Baritz Ad Mekom Shechem. Ad mekom eilon mor vaknez oretz. Vayir lo Hashem el Avram vayomer lezarocha etenes oretz hazos v'im shem esbech v'Hashem nirei lof. Here we are in Shechem. Now it says vayatek misham ha'hora. The mikedem lebeisel vayet olo beisel miyam vay mikedem vayiven shem esbech l'Hashem. He builds now another esbech vayikra b'shem Hashem. Now this has to be taken in context because when we come to the Maisa with Lot, he builds here a second Mizbeach. There's a Rav Ba'aretz. Okay.
Right.
And then he goes and he comes back. He comes back to the place where they were originally with Bain Day Selbainai. El Mukoim Hamizbeach Asher Osa Shambari Shon Bayikosham Avram Shem Hashem. And now comes the separation of Lot. Lot says to Avram, you know what? Not for me.
When it comes to a Beisel, I have nothing to do.
I'm out of here. So there was a diversion. Mitzrayim was a diversion. But they came back to Beisel, to the same place where the Mizbeach was. And now we find the separation of Lot. It is at this Mokom where Avraham is getting more focused. The direction of what Eretz Yisrael is meant to be is being clarified better. And it's here where Lot steps out. And only Avraham is able to remain. And then Avram ultimately accomplishes the goal of Yeshivas Eretz Yisrael. He makes the real chazaka when he comes to Hebron. He comes to Hebron, he buys Hebron in the Maris Machpelah, Arba Meir Shekel Kesef Ovel LaSeichel, he pays an enormous amount, he was coined 100%, that's the third Mokom in Eretz Yisrael. So besides the fact that we have three people, Avraham, Terach, Lot, and Avram, and at each step there's what we call Beirur, clarification, and besides the fact that we have three different expressions, Vayetzu, Vayavohu, Vayeshvu, there are three Mekoymos in Eretz Yisrael which are the Ovois of Eretz Yisrael: Shechem, Beisel, and Chever. Not Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not. Yerushalayim is a holy place. It's a place where the Beis Hamikdash is. It's too spiritual, Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not necessarily, this is not only my, this is accepted by many Svarim talk about the Yerushalayim is a different category. When you want to talk about the land, Eretz Yisrael, the land, the Kedushas HaAretz, besides Yerushalayim being the Mokom of the Beis Hamikdash, there's Shechem, there's Beisel, and especially Chevron. Chevron, to a certain degree, is really the most. Because that's where Eretz Yisrael was firmly established. That's the Maris Machpelah. That's where the guf of Avraham Avinu, and the Avos, are all buried. This is the Mokom. These are three Yisoidos in Eretz Yisrael. Now, just derech agav, what's the significance about these three places? So Shechem, if we Shechem is a very tragic location. It's the place Makamuchim Leperanius. What happened in Shechem? Bais Avdina. It's where the Umos Olam, the Canaanim, the Goyim that were living in Eretz Yisrael, where they wanted to negotiate with Klal Yisrael to make some type of a business arrangement. Business arrangement. Shechem was the place where the Aseres HaShvatim
separated.
It's the place where their capital was. It's the place where they sold Yosef. Yosef was sold. Why is Shechem so problematic? Because Shechem, Kol HaScholos Koshos, Shechem is the beginning of something very great. And when, okay, I'm just giving very, very raw ideas, which have to be developed in much greater detail. But Shechem is still a carryover of Terach. Lod is still involved. Shechem is just the seeds of Eretz Yisrael. It's still a time, a place where further clarification is necessary. That's why the Goyim have Shlita in Shechem with Hamor and Shechem. They're going to negotiate. What are they? What's the business to get involved in Dina and Eretz? So, how do the brothers have a right? How do the brothers have a right to sell Yosef in Shechem? Why is there so much trouble in Shechem? Because Shechem is part of the process of coming to the ultimate goal. Chevron is Kodesh Kedoshim. And at Hayom Hazeh, we know Chevron is the most highly contested area in the world. Chevron is, this is the yeshiva of Eretz Yisrael. Basel, I don't know. I tried to do some research on what is the significance of Basel. The only thing that I came across is Devorah. Devorah sat tachas tomer, Devorah shofta es Yisrael, tachas tomer Devorah. Where was Tomer Devorah? In Basel.
This Basel today.
Basel. Yeah, Basel is Devorah. The Tkufa of Devorah took everything centered around the whole Klal Yisrael came to Devorah for Mishpat in Basel.
And Basel has the reference to Yerushalayim.
Basel has a reference to Yerushalayim
because Vayikra Shema Maka in Basel.
Lush Shema Yir LaRishayim. That's a different.
And where was it? The same place.
No, it's not the Hamori. It's a different base. It's a different base cell. It's a different one. It's a different base. I'm a little bit confused about that. It's a different base cell.
Ramallah, which is right near there.
But this base cell is very much related to Devorah. It was the central location. There was no Yerushalayim in those days.
Yeah,
In the time of the Shoftim, it appears base cell was the central location of Eretz Yisrael. What is the time of the Shoftim? Devorah was right in the middle of the Shoftim.
Yes.
So if Devorah sat there, it has to be that during that Tkufa, that's where all the action took place. The Tkufa of the Rishon of the Shoftim was a transition point in the making up of Klal Yisrael. It was after Yitzias Mitzrayim, and it was before the Hamadas HaMelech. It was before Malchus. It was somewhere in the middle. What was Basel in Yishuv Eretz Yisrael? It was the transition point between Shechem and Hebron. It was the stop point where Avram Avinu's clarification of what his tafkid is being clarified. And Lot, you don't have a makom, you don't have a place over here. Likewise, the tekufa of the shoftim in the history of Klal Yisrael is exactly that same principle, where there's a transition between the Yitzias Mitzrayim and the establishment of Malchus of Klal Yisrael. There is a great similarity. That's why Beis El takes up such an important role. So we have Shechem, Beis El, and Chevron. Obviously, Chevron is the place. Chevron is the Shenei Chevron. Chevron is the Makam of the Avos, is the Kedusha, is the permanent Kedusha. When we mispalon the Zuchus, Zuchor, Li Avraham, Li Yitzchak, Li Yaakov, the Zuchus of us, the Baris of us of Eretz Yisrael, the permanent Makam, it's not Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Choraf. Yerushalayim is Choraf. But Chevron, it is what it is. It's a cemetery. It was a cemetery. It always will be a cemetery. It's the Kedusha. The Kedusha is permanent. The Kedusha of Chevron is permanent. So This is all I want to say. This is the thing that he himself goes on to say at the end of the report. He says, pretty much, if we want to talk about the Medina Eretz Yisrael, it's no secret that the state of Israel was not established by the most religious people. Okay, we know that. Yes. But yet, what? But yet, it's an undeniable truth. It's an undeniable truth that Klal Yisrael, the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael today, is thriving, very much in part because of Eretz Yisrael. The secular Medina of Eretz Yisrael, as I said, the Medina of Eretz Yisrael, by and large, is the foundation of much of the Kedushas Yisrael. And anyone that's going to tell you otherwise is just denying reality. Is denying reality. The safety and security of Eretz Yisrael is the Kedusha of Torah is all built around the fact that there is a Medina in Eretz Yisrael. It's a process. This Rabbi Breuer really says the same. He says this just like the go study the beginning, the Maisa of El Simla Bonin. It starts with Terach. It's a shocking pasuk. Terach, what are you going to Canaan? What do you want for marriage? So he wanted a Medina. He wasn't a religious. He's not part of Klal Yisrael. Avraham goes. It says in the pasuk, Terach takes Avraham. He takes Lot. He takes Sarai. We're going to make a Medina. And Hashem says, wait a minute, good idea. But you have to understand, this Medina here is going to be a Medina that's a land of Kedusha. A land of that's, and every step of the way there's going to be clarification. There's going to be Bir. There's going to be Shechem. We're going from Vayetzu, Vayavo. From there we come to after Vayavo we come to Vayeshu. There's Bir, there's clarification. Lot gets off. Terach gets off. There are three Mekomos. Shechem, Basel, Chevron. And likewise, in modern times, when things are happening, again, it's part of a process. And we, on our own eyes, in the last 67 years, you have to be blind not to see this process to some degree, this process unfolding and repeating itself all over again. What did Rabbi Simcha say?
Rabbi Simcha said that when he talks about returning to Eretz Yisrael, Kol Barav on Dishnah,
yeah.
Rachel Levaka Abaneh.
Yeah.
So he says, first, Minika Lech Mibechi, Vishavu Meir Etzoyev. Step one. People, there's anti-Semitism all over the world. We have to. V'shavu me'er etzayim. We're going away from the anti-Semitism. Then v'yesh tikva la'achriseich. At the end, there's going to be now a weeding out process.
Berurim.
Yardim. There's going to be a Baal Tshuva movement. The end is v'shavu bonim.
100%. Very nice. Okay, we will stop here.